month of June is winding down, and that means that Apple's Steve Jobs is scheduled to come back to work. A lot of mystery surrounding Steve Jobs and his health, as always. You remember he took a leave of absence to recover from pancreatic cancer. Then the Wall Street Journal reported he received a liver transplant in Memphis. As usual, Apple is declining to comment on all manner of questions with regard to Steve Jobs' health. And that'll be a subject that experts will debate in terms of governance. How much disclosure? What should a CEO say? What should a CEO say about his health? How much should the board disclose to shareholders? We'll be debating that forever. But the real question is, you know, what's up with the future of Apple? Apple did just fine while Steve Jobs stepped back. And, of course, here again, we don't know how involved he was during this time period. Obviously, if he had a liver transplant, there were many days and maybe even weeks where he wasn't involved with the company at all. Tim Cook, the number two at Apple, is obviously a very competent and very intelligent guy, fully capable of running this company. But over the long run, even though the company didn't skip a beat while Steve was on a leave of absence, over the long run, there's no question that Apple would not be the same without Steve Jobs. When you talk about innovation, you talk about attention to detail, attention to consumers, the ability to see over the horizon, to come up with new products, there's no one on the planet who does that better than Steve Jobs, really the Thomas Edison of our time. When you think about Steve Jobs' health, you have to wonder, how much time does he have running this company? Obviously, no matter what happens, his health is not great. And, you know, with Steve Jobs, you really have to wonder, you know, how much longer will he run this company? It's a heartbreaking question, and it's a question that no one really wants to discuss or talk about. Obviously, we all wish Steve Jobs well, and it's interesting to see, you know, if he comes back, what kind of shape he's going to be in, and where he'll take this company. Right now, people are looking for a netbook or a reader to come out from this company. Will they do that? Will they continue making iPhones bigger, better, differently? What's going to happen to the Mac product line? There are just a whole host of questions. And right now, the way Apple likes to handle things is they want to be in control of the information destiny. They want to be in control of the information flow. Very often when reporters ask questions, they just decline to answer and say that, you know, either they don't want to answer or it's really none of the press's business. So far that seemed to work, but it's obviously a very controversial strategy. We'll see how that serves them in the Steve Jobs Apple saga as it unfolds over the next several weeks and months.